Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Blom, a narrator at Macmillan Audio. If you enjoyed the Relationship Doctor podcast, there's a new audiobook I think you'll love from our team. It's called Equal Partners by Kate Mangino. If you like what you hear, you can find the audiobook wherever audiobooks are sold.
Acknowledging inequality. 1. Our modern household reality. One note before I begin, everyone interviewed for this audiobook was given a pseudonym. Melissa and I have been friends for many years. Melissa identifies as white and lives in Maryland. Although we haven't worked for the same organization in over a decade, we manage to check in with each other several times a year. We work in the same field, and now we both have partners and kids. So our conversations drift back and forth between work, kids, and figuring out life with work and kids. In one memorable conversation during the first wave of pandemic lockdowns, Melissa updated me on her household situation. She was working from home. Her husband's job required him to physically go into work. Their older child was doing pre-K distance learning from the living room. His little brother needed constant attention. I asked how much her husband was helping on the days he was home. "He helps a lot when he's home. I can get up and get online right away knowing he'll do breakfast. That sort of thing is nice. But honestly, I'm still the one thinking about what we have in the fridge for lunch and dinner, if there are enough clean clothes or if I need to throw a load in. I'm the one that realized deliveries are weeks delayed, so I knew to order extra pull-ups in time. That stuff isn't on his radar." I asked about facilitating distance learning. Does he act as teacher on the days he is at home? "Yes, but I always remind him when Jasper has a video meeting for school. Last week, he had a science experiment to do. And yes, my husband sat next to him during the video call and helped him with it. That was great. But I was the one that gathered all the supplies together and made sure they remembered to log into the computer on time. And another thing, all the school emails go to my inbox, and I am the one who gets these updates all day. Those definitely distract me from work because I have to read them all, decide which ones are important, and be the education coordinator." Melissa was on a roll. "And I'm the one trying to do the fun stuff, make life enjoyable and happy. Take Jasper's birthday. I was the one who planned in advance to make sure he had gifts, cupcake mix, balloons, etc. I know that isn't life and death stuff, but still, right now, especially, the kids need fun things to look forward to. That's more strain on me. It's work, keeping everyone alive and keeping things fun, making it special. All of that lands on me. It's a lot to carry." Melissa unknowingly summarized one of the reasons why I am writing this audiobook. Our modern reality is that, yes, on average, men are doing more in the home than before. In this example, her husband was getting up to make breakfast, and he helped the kids with distance learning. He is undoubtedly doing more than his father or grandfather ever did. But Melissa is still doing a disproportionate amount of work in the home, simply because she is the woman, and she is not happy about it. What exactly are we talking about? There have been fantastic advancements in gender equality since the baby boomers were kids. But research has shown that improvements outside the home have not translated into comparable improvements inside the home. The Pew Research Center reports that dual-income households have been on the rise for the past several decades, In 1970, only 25% of households earned two salaries. But by 2012, that number rose to 60%. In 2020, the United States Census Bureau confirmed this statistic by reporting that 60% of married couples with kids aged 18 or younger earn a dual income. Even though the majority of families split income responsibilities, they do not split household responsibilities. In dual-income families, women perform the vast majority of unpaid tasks required to run a home, which perpetuates a traditional sexual division of labor. Academics have come to use the term neo-traditional to describe the most common modern household dynamic in North America. A neo-traditional home simply means both people participate in the economy, but the female role is the one responsible for the bulk of the household chores, household management, and caregiving. Many researchers generalize the current dynamic as a 65-35 split. In broad terms, in different sex relationships, 65% of physical household work is done by women and 35% is done by men. Our collective mothers and grandmothers might think this is wonderful, a huge improvement compared to the years they were raising kids. At least, they say, men are now doing something. But a closer look at those numbers shows how inadequate a 65-35 split can be. In 2020, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, posted the statistic that American heterosexual women between the ages of 15 and 64 did about 66% more housework than their male partners. Let's translate this into terms familiar to us and consider a typical work week. For every 40 hours of work a man does at home, his female partner does 66 hours. OECD reports that Canadian women have it slightly better at 60 hours, and women in the United Kingdom do a bit more at 71 hours. Imagine all the extra hours men in this study can invest in other activities. While his female partner continues to do housework for 20, 26, or 31 more hours, he can devote this time to hobbies, relaxation, exercise, hanging out with friends, sleep, work, and/or continued education. Essentially, he has the opportunity to do so much more with his life than she does. Aside from the hours spent doing household tasks, we also need to consider the kind of tasks that are coded for men and for women. Academics have long divided household work into two categories, routine and intermittent. Routine work must be done on a regular basis, perhaps daily or even multiple times a day. These tasks include, but are not limited to, cooking and meal preparation, washing dishes, bathing children, doing laundry, cleaning, grocery shopping, taking children to and from school, and caring for pets. If any of these tasks are skipped, even once, it is noticed. Imagine how disgusting the kitchen gets after 24 hours of ignoring dishes, or what the kids would do if you just decided not to feed them one day. These tasks tend to be female-coded and are traditionally thought to be women's work. Intermittent tasks, however, are those that are done once in a while. These tasks include, but are not limited to, cutting the grass, fixing the shelves in the kitchen, managing family finances, reorganizing closets, raking leaves, and changing the oil in the car. Although these tasks are important and contribute to the well-being of the household, if they are skipped once or twice or put off for a week, it rarely has a negative impact. These tasks tend to be male-coded and are traditionally thought to be men's work. It will not surprise you that, according to data gathered from recent chore diaries, women still tend to take primary responsibility for routine tasks, and men tend to take primary responsibility for intermittent tasks. This means that the average female role's unpaid to-do list is relentless. One may be able to take a night off through a combination of pizza delivery and procrastination, but in a day or two, the pileup will become unbearable for the household. Routine work requires regular attention. This means the female role must find a way to make the time to complete these responsibilities day in, day out. They have no choice and little flexibility. This, in turn, means less free time. And let's remember that plenty of intermittent tasks are also female-coded: sewing on a button, packing away the winter clothes, planning holiday dinners with family. These add even more responsibility and more time. However, the average male role's unpaid workload is more manageable. If this person decides to put off lawn care until next weekend, no problem. The family can also live with a few burned-out light bulbs or a creaky door for another month. The male role does not have day-to-day responsibilities. The male role has more choice with time and more flexibility, which in turn offers more free time. Some researchers categorize chores as inside versus outside. Inside chores tend to be female-coded: cooking, cleaning, doing laundry. Outside chores tend to be male-coded: lawn maintenance, snow removal, small home repairs. By this rationale, one might expect men in urban areas to shift and do more inside work than men living in rural areas, because when one lives in an urban apartment or small home, there is far less work to do outdoors. On the contrary, the same chore diaries show no significant difference in the number of indoor chores of urban men compared to rural men. Broadly speaking, men in urban areas have more free time than men in rural areas.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.